What's up, Cheap Seaters? It's Nick.
And Adam.
And welcome to episode 18.
18. We just
discussed this, and I've already forgotten. Sorry, my brain is fried. But anyways, welcome to episode 18 of Tearing from the Cheap Seats. We are finally back. We are ready to roll.
And better than ever.
Let's get ready to rumble, because it's another WrestleMania episode. Woo-woo!
I hope my wife doesn't hear this because she hates it when I do that.
I'm sorry. Tell us if you're listening, we apologize.
As the kids say, yeet.
We're gonna yeet the F out of this episode. But so I said we're doing another WrestleMania episode. If you were around for our other episode 2 weeks ago, we did a WrestleMania episode then. But this one's gonna be a little bit differently.
It being WrestleMania season and all.
Yeah, because we talked about it. WrestleMania is 1 week from Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I say that, and it's a two-night event.
Yeah.
So,
which seems to be the norm, because that's what the past 2 years have been now.
I don't like it. Of course, at the same time, I think we discussed this a little bit last episode. Mm-hmm. Like, it's either make it two nights or have it be like 16 hours during the day. So,
yeah, I mean, I guess they got to get, they got to make sure everybody gets on the card.
I guess.
And they got to have like 5 celebrities show up.
Which is they're about at 5, ain't they? They got,
I don't know,
3 now?
Yeah.
But so last episode was us talking about our favorite WrestleMania matches and our moments.
Mm-hmm.
This one's going to be a little bit differently. You actually pulled this. Didn't you tell me you actually pulled this from another podcast that you have been listening to? Maybe not the same exact concept that they did.
Yeah,
but
there was a podcast I listened to years and years ago. They did this idea, and I actually made my own WrestleMania card. I did it myself and sent it to another wrestling podcast I listened to, and they did it, so it was really fun. So basically what we're going to do, we are going to build our own WrestleMania card.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not completely fantasy booking it, but we are going to make it using previous matches that have occurred, but we're drafting it. So once a match has been taken, the other person cannot use the same match for their own card.
There's going to be a lot of hurt feelings in here, because I'm sure you and I are going to have tons of matches that one of us want, but the other one's going
to
take.
Which is hard to believe, because we have like 400 matches to choose from.
That is true.
But I'm sure there'll be at least one that will get stolen.
Couple hurt feelings, yes.
Another rule is no one can pull double duty, so no wrestler can appear in more than one match.
That also includes Mick Foley, Mankind, Cactus Jack, and Dude Love. I don't know if Dude Love ever had a WrestleMania match.
I don't know. But that sucks, because if you want to take Daniel Bryan and Triple H, he's like, well, the importance of that match was if he wins, he gets to go to the main event, which you can't take the main event because he's already been.
And then Triple H has had some good WrestleMania matches too. So you can't use any other Triple H match either.
So do you want to just go Money in the Bank, where you get like 8 people in there? I don't know. Anyways,
I had to think about this, because there were I thought about doing a Money in the Bank or some kind of tag team match. And I'm like, wait, there's all these combatants in these matches.
Just have like 8 Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royals.
Cool. No, because I'm pretty sure you got some crossovers in those matches too.
Yeah. So no double duty. Once a match is taken, it can't be taken by another person.
Mm-hmm.
And we are doing 8 matches only.
Yep.
I know WrestleMania is at like 16 by now, but we're doing 8.
Oh, like 37.
So that's a good number.
Yeah.
Because
I feel like 8 was norm for like a long time.
Yeah.
So we'll go 8.
So if you're ready to get into it, I've got a good coin flipper here decide who goes first.
I don't want you cheating over here. And the audience can't see us, so we can't.
So do you want to call it, or just assign you heads, me tails, or vice versa?
Oh, you're going to
Tails never fails, baby.
I know. That's why you want to sign yourself Tails. I know that's why it is. Well, just I'll heads, tails. So okay. Heads, tails.
Okay.
Me heads, you tails.
Okay. And...
What a cheat.
Tails never fails.
What a cheating son of a gun.
Hey.
I think we need to get that iPad checked.
Google does not lie.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, so I am going first. And now, is there any strategy to this? Like, do we have to take, like, okay, this is my first match. This
no,
is my second match. Okay.
I mean, like, it wouldn't be fun to do that. But like we said before, like, I'm not necessarily paying attention to, like, mid-card or even championship. Like, I didn't even go into this whole process of thinking, okay, well, I need the Intercontinental Championship defended. I need the Hardcore Championship defended. Tag team titles defended. I just wanted to go in and make the eight best matches that I could based on some of the eight best matches that I know exist.
Okay.
So, I don't have any strategy, so...
Okay. So, I believe my first pick, I am going to take a match that I talked about last week. I am taking Stone Cold versus Bret Hart.
Oh, at nice.
WrestleMania 13.
What a way to start this show off.
And I don't have it as a champion. So I've got mine designated as titles. Which I don't believe that one was a title match.
I don't think so. I don't think it was for the heavyweight title.
So that works out. We talked about last week how much I love that match and how good of a match it is. What a great story it told.
Which WrestleMania was that at again? Was
that 13?
Was that 13?
Yeah, the one that kind of unofficially began the Attitude Era.
Yeah, turned Stone Cold babyface as well.
Mm-hmm. Double turn.
See, I mean. We won't necessarily talk, like, I'm sure there's going to be some crossovers from last episode to this episode. So if you hear someone here and we don't go into a whole lot of depth or just talk about it a whole lot, then go back and listen to the other episodes and we go into a whole lot more insight of why we enjoy these matches.
Yeah.
So, all right. So you said we're snaking this, right?
Oh, yes. I don't think I mentioned that. We are doing this snake draft style. So now Nick will get... two picks in a row.
Dosicles, yes. All right, so first off, I think I'm going to go... I won't go... You know, I'm not even going to go big for the first match. I'm going to go the TLC match at WrestleMania 17.
Oh, no. Is this... I thought about taking it first because I love it so much. We got our first steal. Okay.
I'm so sorry. I told you there was going to be some hurt feelings in this episode. But for those that don't know, that is the... I believe it's the first official TLC match.
Well, I had it down...
Maybe it's the second one.
I had it down as TLC 2. Hardys versus Dudleys versus Edge and Christian.
I can never remember because I remember the Hardys and the Dudleys and Edge and Christian had a... ladders match before, but I couldn't remember. Okay, this is the second TLC match then.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's 17. Yeah.
It's such a good match.
So, well, that means I guess technically there's one that I could take. Or was that at WrestleMania, the first one?
Maybe.
Okay, so here I can.
I would have to do some research.
Let's see. Yeah, I got it on my little spread. That's the point I made this whole spreadsheet for.
Make it so we don't have to. Look up quite as much.
But yeah, that's a good first pick.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't gone back, like, the Dudleys and the Hardys and Edge and Christian had such good chemistry. And to sit there and add just tables, ladders, and chairs into...
Oh, my.
Yeah, exactly. But to sit there and add those three things into that mix with those teams already, it's made for such a fun match. Like, it was spectacular.
It's only shown up on here once, so I wonder if the first one was...
It might not have been.
It might have been a different pay-per-view. Yeah. Man. So I can't. So I got... There's one that I gotta...
I'm sorry. You gotta...
Fill in. Okay.
Yeah.
But you're up next.
I'm up again. Oh, so the first... first TLC match took place at SummerSlam 2000. Mm. So, and WrestleMania 22 would, or not 2017, I believe would have been the following year. Mm-hmm. So 2001.
Okay.
Maybe.
It sounded about right.
If we're wrong, just fuss at us. I mean, I'm sure we're wrong on a lot of things. Okay, so my first pick. So that puts off the board. Unfortunately for me, that puts off the board the Dudley Boys, the Hardy Boys.
and Christian.
And Christian. So I can't use them anymore. Next one that I'm going to go with, and I love this match so much, 5 stars all the way. It's going to be Taker and Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 25. One that I'm pretty sure we talked about both 25 and 26 last episode.
Mm-hmm.
So both of those matches are spectacular. I just prefer 25 slightly over 26, even though 26 was the streak versus career match. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I enjoy 25. Like, it's just, it's a great match.
Right.
I love it so much. So that will be my match number 2. Oh,
that's a good one. So now I've got a little bit of room to work with, because I can wait on anything Undertaker or Shawn Michaels related.
You're welcome.
So I believe, let me go back. See, I'm also kind of looking at the list I had made for like years ago.
Uh-huh.
For this one. Okay. I'm going to go with one you discussed last week.
Oh, boy.
Icon versus Icon, The Rock versus Hulk Hogan.
Nice. That's such a great match. Mm. I mean, we discussed it in length last week. The fact that Hogan is never going to be like this, like, super technical wrestler. But just the fact that these two just went out and put on a heck of a show at WrestleMania 18, like, that is such a good match to choose. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
It's hard not to take Stone Cold versus The Rock mm-hmm. at any of theirs.
Yeah.
But, like, I really want, you know, I'd like to have Hogan on it, and yep. The Rock, and, you know, and Stone Cold, and, you know, all these people. So I kind of made a list of, like, who I wanted on it, so, and then kind of filled my matches around. It's a gotcha. Puzzle putting together.
That's all right.
Which was the one, the Shawn Michaels one that you...
25.
25.
Yep.
Okay. So now I've got my second pick.
Yep, your turn again.
I will go with... this is tough. I'm going to go with... see, I'm also trying to get each title represented too.
Yeah.
So
I told you I didn't even care about titles.
My tag title is mm-hmm. is the one I gotta figure out now. So, you know, okay, I'm gonna go with my leadoff match for the Intercontinental title. Randy Savage versus Ricky Steamboat.
Oh, it took that one. That was gonna be on my list. That was gonna be one of my older matches that I included, because unfortunately I don't think we're gonna have a whole lot of older matches on here, which sucks.
Yeah.
But you and I have both seen this match and mm-hmm. know how just fantastic it is.
Yeah, so it works for a great mid belt title, and it's a great show opener. So
I agree, such a good match mm-hmm. between two fantastic workers. Mm-hmm. So, oh man.
Was that my first? Do I have two in a row? Or no, I took Icon versus Icon, and then that one.
Yes.
So, okay. So now you're up.
And oh boy.
Google's not one to open for me now. Of course.
Technical difficulties.
You can go for it while I work on this.
Okay. Well, since you already did your Stone Cold match and a Rock match,
mm-hmm.
I will take The Rock and Stone Cold at WrestleMania 17.
Mm-hmm.
I had it on here. I was trying to choose between 17 and 19 because both, I mean, they fought at 15, I think. I think they fought at 15, 17, and 19, but I think 17 and 19 are the two more well-known ones.
Right.
But I think I'm going to take 17 slightly over 19 because it's a better match. And only thing that it's bogged down by is the ending with the Stone Cold heel turn. 19 is known because out of the triple, like the three matches that The Rock and Stone Cold had, 19 is the only one that The Rock actually won. So that was a big deal. I also like 17 because that match has what is widely considered one of the most, or one of the best hype packages ever. And if you've never seen it, go back and watch it. But it's highlights of their feud over Limp Bizkit's My Way.
Mm.
Which you're like,
My Way or the highway.
We just got sued.
Nah.
Which, you know, you're like, Limp Bizkit. But it fits into this whole thing. And just, it's such a good match. Another one that we just discussed in length last episode, but you can't leave that one out. You just can't do it. So that's going to be my next draft pick.
Okay. I'm trying to
17.
Do a little. Let's see. So you got another one. Yeah, so that one was Rock Austin.
17. Okay. So, let's see. Where do I want to go next? I don't know. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and take it. I'm going to go with the main event at WrestleMania 30.
That's a good
one. So you got your Daniel Bryan versus Batista versus Randall Keith Orton. You know, I mean, I've gone old school with my picks. To me, this is probably one of the better modern day, I'd say, any match. Doesn't matter what pay-per-view at all. Like, this is such a good match. Such a good triple threat match.
Oh, yeah,
I love it so much. So,
yeah, I mean, we both had it as our I had it as my number one. Yeah, I think you had it as your number two.
Probably.
Last week. Or 2 weeks ago.
But yeah, so that's going to be my next pick. So you're up again.
Okay. Man, just looking at some tag team stuff here.
I'm sorry, I really threw you off with that first pick.
I'm like, I know the Usos, New Day, gotta have some good ones. Okay. Let's see. So, who do I have?
Come on, give us a good one.
I know. How many do I have? I've got three total, I think. Okay, so five more. All right. I am going to take
Do it.
See, it's so good. I want to switch it up. Like, but that takes away another one that I had.
Oh, really?
So, okay. I'm going to Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and take Daniel Bryan versus Triple H.
WrestleMania 30?
WrestleMania 30. Now, we just talked about this. Not being able to have him in the title match kind of hurts the weight of this one.
Yeah.
But I still think it is a pretty good match.
It is a pretty good match.
I get one of my favorite wrestlers in Daniel Bryan, and I get the legend, you know, Triple H on the card too, so...
Oh, we discussed that one last week, too. I mean, I don't think it made any real list, but when we discussed the main event at there, at WrestleMania 30, like, we discussed just how good the storytelling was for that first match. And I think it gets very badly overlooked by the main event, because the main event was so good.
Yeah.
But those two put on a really good show, too. And it made for some great storytelling. Like,
oh, yeah. It's tough. Like I said, I think the reason that one is so great in the story is because you know the way, oh, he gets to earn his way into the main event, which, whatever, you know, I don't get to have that main event, so I'll take what I can get. And I'm sure there's not many other Daniel Bryan matches that, I'm not going to take him versus Sheamus for where he gets kicked beat in 6 seconds.
Yeah.
Maybe a Team Hell No match with him and Kane.
Team Hell No was a great team, but I don't recall any of their matches being like classics. No. That's a problem with that.
Yeah, so that's where I'm going with that one. And then for my fifth one, I will go with... I know I don't really have to worry about you taking this one, but I'll just go ahead and get it out of the way. Okay. For my women's title match, I'm taking a triple threat between Charlotte, Becky Lynch, and Sasha Banks at WrestleMania 32.
Why are they considered the three most influential women's wrestlers?
Yeah, I mean, right, I know people, they're like, oh, what about your Lita and your Tori and Sable, and I'm like, okay, they were fun to look at, but not great wrestlers. So Trish was good. Lita was pretty good.
Lita was halfway decent wrestler.
But these three women are, I'd say, they're all fantastic in ring wrestlers.
You know. Agreed. They're not just bikini contests.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I think this may have been the co-main event. So
that sounds right. Sounds right. Yeah. But I mean, that's a good match. A lot of people crap on Charlotte Flair because it's almost like just because she's Ric Flair's daughter that she gets treatment like he does and that she wins way too many titles.
Yeah.
But, I mean, pairing her with Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks, you can't go wrong with those three together. Like, it's just, they're so good.
Yeah, so... That, you know, I had to show the women some love on my card.
That's right. I didn't. So, I guess that makes me sexist. I'm sorry. Was that two for you? Is it my turn again?
Yeah, because I did Daniel Bryan versus Trips and the women's.
Nice. Okay. So...
You'd be better at filling our picks in here, so...
I'll do that. For this next pick, I'm going to go old school with this one, because old school is... I mean, the oldest schoolest I've gone so far is WrestleMania 17. So I'm going to go back and go ahead and choose Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant at WrestleMania 3. Maybe not for the match itself, but for just how big that spectacle was.
Let's see what... you go ahead. I'm going to look up. Because I have Dave Meltzer's, which, you know, either love him or hate him. I feel like most people hate him. But he is highly regarded in his match ratings for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and look and see what he gave this match. Just for shiggles.
Well, I mean, like I said, I didn't really choose this match because it's the most technical match there's ever going to be. But, like... This was also during the time that Hogan was the biggest name in professional wrestling.
Well, yeah, I mean, this match alone pretty much drew like a 90,000+ crowd in 1984 or whenever it was.
Yeah, something like that. And then you had Andre the Giant, who around this time was, you know, nearing the end of his... Well, I think was he kind of nearing the end of his career?
Yeah.
He was starting to feel, because he had gigantism or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know the technical name, but that's the, you know, what it's commonly known as.
Yeah, so his body was starting to fall apart. Wow. He couldn't take bumps or move around the ring like he could.
He was in pain like all the time.
Yeah. But just the fact that you had Hogan, like I said, the biggest name in professional wrestling, and then you had Andre the Giant, who was still just, people were just in awe with Andre the Giant.
Mm-hmm.
And to see them two face off, and you had the moment where they're both staring each other mm-hmm. down, and then you had Hogan picking Andre the Giant up, which, I mean, at this time was just unheard of. So he picked him up, slammed him, beat him. Was this for the title? It might have been for the title.
Yeah, it was for the WWF World Heavyweight title.
Okay. So this was unheard of. And like you said, this was the match alone that attracted,
mm-hmm.
you know, 90,000 fans.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, there's just not any way that include this just for the spectacle alone.
Yeah, because the way this match was, like, built, I mean, obviously I wasn't alive during this time, but I've seen posters and stuff, mm-hmm. and it was marketed and promoted like almost like a boxing match, like yes. a high profile,
yeah.
you know. So take a guess at Dave Meltzer's star rating for this match.
-2.
Got a 1. 1 star. So,
well, Dave Meltzer's a moron, so.
but I'm sure he's looking at it from not the entertainment aspect of it, which is professional wrestling. You got to look at it from the entertainment aspect. He's looking at it probably from a technical standpoint.
Which you can't do. No, like I said, you can't do that. Like, Hogan, for his whole career, had 5 moves of doom.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then, like I said, Andre at this time, he just wasn't able to move around the ring like he could. So you can't look at technical terms for this match. You just can't do it. So my next one might throw you off.
Uh-huh.
It might throw everybody off. Well, no, it's not one that I think you chose. I'm just saying, because you're going to look at me and probably wonder, yeah, why did I choose this? But I'm going to go, just because I know that I can get away with it, I'm going to go Shane McMahon, Vince McMahon at WrestleMania 17 in a street fight.
Shane McMahon, Vince McMahon. Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that one there.
All because I know that I can go ahead and choose this one, but I'm very WrestleMania 17 heavy with my picks.
So, what was your? Okay, let's see. How many have you done so far?
6. This is my 6th one.
This is your 6th one. Okay. Mm. Vince, I've got to catch up here. Go ahead. Vent for a while.
Are we good? Good for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, this is one of those matches that you're like, why did you choose this? Which I'm pretty sure probably went through your mind when I chose this. Why am I choosing this?
It was probably a fun match. I don't think I've seen this one, but yeah, I know.
You've seen the highlight, though. This is... Oh, I'll get to it. So, one, I think this would make for a great, great mid-card match.
Mm-hmm.
I think the storytelling for this one's halfway decent. So I don't remember how it happened, but in the storyline for this match, Linda McMahon has been injured and she's stoic and in a wheelchair the whole time. So Vince starts an affair with Trish Stratus.
Okay. Yeah.
And this leads to Shane getting just super, super ticked off about it and challenging his dad to a street fight at WrestleMania. So by the end of the match, you know, everybody, and I think Mick Foley was the special guest referee for this match too, which adds to the funness of this whole thing. But I think at the end of the match, like, Linda stands up out of the wheelchair, kicks Vince in the balls, Foley puts him in the mandible claw.
Of course.
And then this is the match that you see Shane, the first time Shane ever did a coast to coast. So you have Vince in the corner just all passed out.
Mm.
And he got the trash can pressed up against him in the corner. Shane climbs to the other side of the ring, jumps off to the other side and does the drop kick into the trash can. And that's that iconic scene. Like, this was that match. So whenever you see him do a coast to coast, you gotta remember, hey, this is the match it came from. But, like, to me, this match is just, it's fun. It has fun time. Shane's always going to do something crazy. We discussed this.
Yeah.
Last
jumping
episode.
Off the cage.
Vince, love him or hate him, you know, Vince does have a few decent matches under his belt. So I feel like this is one of his better ones. I feel like this would be a good mid-card match.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, that's a good one. What? I'm sorry. What was your third and fourth one?
Third and fourth one? Third one was Rock Austin at 17.
What was your second one then?
Taker HBK at 25.
Okay, then I must be missing your first one.
The TLC match from 17.
Okay, that's right. Gotcha. My bad. Okay, so, and your... So, we've got Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, Rock versus Austin, the TLC match, and then what?
The main event from 30.
Okay, that's right. Excuse me.
Pardon me.
All right, so I'm up.
Now it's your turn again, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Let's play two. Bye bye.
This is my pick number 6 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
So,
give us a good one.
Okay, I am going to go from WrestleMania 29, which is not very highly regarded, but I liked it. It's actually my first WrestleMania ever watching live.
Okay.
Undertaker versus CM Punk.
I figured you had to sneak CM Punk somewhere on this list.
I've got to have Undertaker, and I've got to have CM Punk. The Undertaker match is almost like a title in itself.
Yeah.
So, I thought about putting CM Punk with the Jericho for the world title.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I'm like, no, this is a... I didn't know what other Undertaker match I would take.
Really? Yeah, so many good ones to choose
from. Oh, I know, but I've already used Triple H, so I'm not gonna can't use either one of his.
Yeah, you could have went Taker HBK at 26. I only used 25.
Yeah, but do I have Shawn Michaels somewhere else?
Ooh, this got twisty, very twisty. Our Taker Edge at 24.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm sorry.
But yeah, no, I love this match. You know, CM Punk diving from the top rope, doing the elbow drop onto the table, and there's so many like finisher reversals. Like, I think Punk almost goes for a tombstone on Taker, but Taker reverses it. Like, they kind of almost cartwheel over to Punk, and I think Punk actually kicks out of the tombstone at one point.
Does he?
Because, you know, once Shawn did it, everybody started doing it since then.
Gotcha.
So, you know, and Paul Heyman added to this match too. Oh, the build up to this was fantastic. I don't know if you've ever watched it. This is what, like, I hated CM Punk at this point in time because of how good of a heel he was and how good Paul Heyman was. Because this is right off, like, shortly after Paul Bearer died.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of playing around with the urn. Like, you know, I think Punk stole the urn and poured the ashes out, like rubbing it on his face and stuff. And like, it was just a fantastic build up to this for like a month.
That's great. Great stuff.
So yeah, so there's that one. And then for my next one.
Well, I was giving you a hard time about it. I went through a whole different list of mm-hmm. WrestleMania matches, and there was quite a few ones that match was on for like most underrated mm-hmm. WrestleMania matches. Yeah. So,
well, just 20, I think 29 as a whole just kind of gets crapped on a lot.
What was the main event of that one?
Oh, that was Cena versus The Rock in the Twice in a Lifetime match.
No wonder get crapped on, because I mean,
they built the year up before. It was like once in a lifetime, you know, Cena versus The Rock.
Yeah.
And then like, oh, the very next year, run it back. Mm-hmm. But this time it was for a title.
Yeah, they just... Nothing was new with that one. Like, you knew exactly where they were headed.
Oh, yeah. It was like, oh, well, Cena lost last year, so we're going to give it to him. No, The Rock won last year, so we're going to give it to Cena this time.
Yeah, none of those guys should have been holding title at that point in their careers.
Yeah, and The Rock had beat Punk at Royal Rumble that year.
But anyways, I will give you that. Like, I will give you Punk Undertaker though, because I definitely think it's an underrated.
I mean, Punk wasn't in a ton of, like, because I don't think he ever main evented WrestleMania, which he was all pissed off about, because as long as he held the title, even when he was a champion, he never main evented WrestleMania.
That's crazy.
Like, he defended the title against Jericho, but he wasn't the main event, because that was probably, like, Shawn Michaels or something, or Triple H. But
yeah, which, I mean, understandable, because, I mean, he lost, like, that's what he got all pissy about was this was when The Rock held the title again, and it's like, you're giving it to part-timers that aren't even around.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever. But I think Taker Punk is a good match. I think it deserves to be on your list. Good choice.
Was the New Day not in any WrestleMania matches? That can't be right.
That's kind of surprising.
The New... Maybe I have to search for Big E or Kofi. Because you know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for a good tag team match.
Yeah, you still haven't been able to...
Because you just threw a wrench in all my plans. Okay, I can go elsewhere. So, I am going to go... I guess... So I was thinking about taking John Cena... I was thinking about taking John Cena versus Rusev at, I think, 31 for the U.S. title.
Because
it was a good entrance and stuff. But... I'm gonna stick with what I originally had. I'm gonna take John Cena versus Shawn Michaels for the WWE Championship.
Oh, nice!
As my main event, and that was from WrestleMania 23, and I actually got a, I think, 4 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Based on that star rating, it's Cena's best WrestleMania match ever. It's decent match. I don't know if I've sat down and watched the whole thing all the way through, but you know, it's a good way to get both John Cena and Shawn Michaels on my card and the title,
which is fine.
So.
Which, I mean, Cena, I don't think, I'm pretty sure I've probably seen this match. It's probably been a while since I've seen this match, but I mean, Shawn Michaels is always gonna put on a show for you, and then Cena's good when he has the right opponent.
Yeah.
And Shawn Michaels brings... I feel like Shawn Michaels brings the best out of everybody.
Right.
So, I feel like that's a pretty good choice. Just, especially to get those two on your card. Gotta have those two. At WrestleMania? Shoot. All right, so it's my turn again?
This will be your, I believe, 7th and 8th. 7th and final.
Mm-hmm. All right, so... I guess for my 7th one... I'm going to go with a match that, well, no, I can't do that. Like, I feel like doing that kind of adds way too many triple threat matches to this to this card.
I see what you're doing. If you have 3 people in every match, you just get everybody.
Exactly.
Just throw fatal 4-ways and battle royals everywhere.
Dang right. I mean, I'm doing what I'm doing here. Cause I'm trying to figure out between two, alright, I won't include that one then. Give me Kurt Angle and Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 19. One that we discussed last week. Which, yes, the biggest thing that people remember from that match is Brock's botched shooting star press where he just face plants the mat. But the other than that moment, like, the match as a whole is a phenomenal match. I mean, you know, not trying to go into any more depth than what I did last week, but I mean, you have Brock at this time just Brock was in his prime. Like, this was the next big thing, Beast Rock or Beast Brock, that everybody just loved when he first came in. Like, worker Brock, you know, not the lazy show up every, like, 6 months Brock that everybody hates nowadays. Mm. But, so you had that Brock, and then put him in a match with Kurt Angle, who is known as one of the better technical wrestlers and best mat wrestlers, and it made for such a good match that if I didn't want to go main event, or if I didn't want to go another triple threat match, then this would be the one of the other one-on-one matches that I have to include on my card. So I'm going to go with this one.
Oh, that's a good one. Sorry, I'm really trying to find my tag team match.
Okay. Let's see. And then, screw it. I'm going to go triple threat for my last one. I guess main event, mm-hmm. air quote main event. Mm-hmm. And I haven't had... No, I can't. Okay, I'll go to the other main event. I was gonna go. Mm-hmm. Gosh darn it! Because I don't have any of those guys on my card yet. Mm-hmm. My original one was gonna be the main event at WrestleMania 20, the triple threat that ended WrestleMania 20. Mm-hmm. So that was HBK, Triple H, and Chris Benoit.
Oh yeah.
I have Shawn Michaels now, so I can't use it.
Yeah.
So I'm going. Oh no, I can't. I can't do that one either. Shoot. Okay.
Not fun, is it?
Nope. All right, I haven't used Triple H yet, though. So, you know what? We talked about it. I know you're not a big fan of this match, but I'm going to include it because it had Sting at WrestleMania. Oh. So, gosh darn it. I'm going to go Sting versus Triple H at WrestleMania 31. Mm. That's going to be the last match that I'm going to take off this, what I had. I hate the outcome. I will always hate the outcome. But I appreciate how fun this match is. Being a Sting fan, like, I will always have to forever have Sting at WrestleMania. And I love, even though it didn't make sense, I love having the NWO and the freaking D-Generation X just brawl out on the outside of the ring, too.
Don't get me wrong. It was a great sight to see. It's just, when I think about it, I'm like, it doesn't make sense. And I hate that Sting lost his only WrestleMania match he had to job out to trips.
I didn't say it was the greatest match. I didn't say that I was completely happy with the match. Mm-hmm. But Sting will forever be one of my favorites. Probably my absolute favorite. So if I had to go with any other match that I could choose, yep, I'm going to go Sting trips. So, this should be your last pick, right?
Yep.
Go number 8. Did you find your tag team match?
Okay, well, so I know who I want, some tag teams that I want to be in. So, I'm looking for something, either Edge and Christian, the Dudleys, the Hardys, mm-hmm. the Usos, or New Day. So those one of them has to be in this match. So, I could have sworn the Usos had a match with the New Day, but I cannot find it. So I guess it didn't happen. I found a dark match where the Usos fought the Dudleys. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, dark match. I don't know if that really counts. There's a good fatal four-way here with the Usos, Aleister Black, and Ricochet. I didn't even know they were a team at any point. Cesaro and Sheamus. But I am going to go... So basically, it's a carbon copy of yours, except just remove the tables, ladders, and chairs.
Okay.
It is the triple threat tag for the tag team titles of Edge and Christian versus Jeff and Matt Hardy and the Dudleys.
Okay.
At WrestleMania 2000. And it's actually a 4-star match.
Nice.
So, yeah, the one you had, he gave a 4 3/4. So
Dave Meltzer can he can suck a back.
Hey, you got yours is rated higher than mine. So by
three, that three, three quarters though.
He does. He gave a negative one to that one.
That's what I think about that.
But anyway, so I get brought three of the greatest tag teams that WWF has ever had.
F-E, F/E.
So, and again, you know, I was trying to get all the titles involved. I didn't manage to get the U.S. title, but oh well. Maybe I can throw that on to, let's see. Here, I'll throw that on to Stone Cold and Bret Hart, I guess.
Okay. Right. So that's what you want.
Yeah. So that's my last one. Mm-hmm. So what if you had to choose an order for yours?
An order?
What would you put yours in?
Okay. So I think I would go. Oh boy. I think I would stick with the TLC match to start off the. I'm gonna start the show with some fire. Then I would go. Oh boy. Then I think I would go Shane Vince. Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't, because you can't. I don't want a street fight right after a TLC match.
Yeah, it's too much hardcore.
Okay, so then I might go. So I'll go TLC match first, then Sting Trips. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and get that one out of the way, since you know you hate it so much.
I don't hate the match. It's just there's so many better things they could have done with Sting.
I agree. I will always agree. I realized I didn't have Triple H, and then I'm like, you know what? I love me some Sting.
Oh, I love Goldberg, I didn't put any Goldberg on mine. Like,
what's because his match at 20 is farce.
I'm gonna put the Brock and Goldberg match from what was it 33 or 34?
Sure.
The one where it was just all finishers.
Yeah. It's better than the one at 20, ain't it? Look at Dave Meltzer's score. I'm sure the one at 30, whatever, was given a whole lot better score than the one at 20. The one at 20 probably got like negative 18 stars.
Who won that one? Was it, did Brock win?
I thought Goldberg beat him.
Goldberg did? Okay.
Anyways, so I'm going to go TLC match. Then I'm going to go Sting Trips. Then I'm going to go Brock versus Kurt. Man, the only problem with putting these like really big names with these matches is trying to figure out what order I want to put them in. TLC, Sting Trips, Brock versus Kurt. So that's three. Then I'll go Shane Vince. Then I'll follow that one up with. I think I'll follow that one up with Hogan and Andre. Mm-hmm. Then I'll go. Let's see, I still need. Then I think I'll go Taker, HBK. Mm-hmm. That's six. Then I'll go Rock Austin, because then we get a heel turn. So then I'll end the night with the triple threat match from WrestleMania 30. To get the crowd back into it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that your WWE title match, the last one?
Yeah, okay. Sure is. That one I will make sure is still for the WWE title. Okay. The rest of them.
Okay. I'm still going to have Macho Man, Ricky Steamboat as curtain jerker. Okay. Because that's as it was it just works great in that spot. Then I will probably I'll leave Daniel Bryan and Triple H. I don't know if they were first or second.
I think they were second.
Okay, so I'm gonna leave them at second. I think that's a good spot for that one. For my third match, I will go. I'll probably go for my tag team titles. My triple threat, okay. The Hardys, Edge of Christian, and Dudleys. So now I'm at number 4. Let's see. I think this might be a good spot for the women's title. Okay. Charlotte, Becky, and Sasha. And then normally they like to put the women on like right before the main event.
to get all the negative energy out of the crowd. A lot of people build back up for the main event.
A lot of people do it like that's the pee break.
Yeah,
you know. But no, I'd say that's a good midpoint main event.
I agree.
So so that was number 4. So number 5, I'll do. Let's see. I'm going to go, I'm going to put Punk versus Taker at number 5. Okay. At number 6, I will go Stone Cold versus Bret Hart. Number 7, I'll do Icon versus Icon. Oh, it's not a title match, so okay. Icon versus Icon, just because it's, you know.
Maybe call it the co-main event.
The co-main event. And then the only reason this is last is because it's my title and I'm a firm believer your biggest title goes last. Mm-hmm. I don't care what other matches you got.
Unless it's the Royal Rumble.
Unless it's the Royal Rumble. Your main championship goes last.
I agree.
So this is where John Cena and Shawn Michaels goes.
Okay.
So, and I'm going to have a surprise fantasy match. we can't have and. So we discussed it. We had talked about just completely fantasy booking, not actual matches. We could pick any wrestler from any era.
Any promotion.
Any match, any promotion, make the best card you can. But we're like, yeah, we were so mentally exhausted the past few weeks
it's been a tough month.
But if you could put one fantasy match that you would want to see, and it could, don't even worry, if somebody you already have, so be it.
Pretty sure we might have. Like, slightly mentioned this last week. Yeah. I'm pretty sure my fantasy match and your fantasy match
might be the same.
About the same. See, because I remember when there were years that they talked about doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was bringing Sting in to face The Undertaker.
Yeah, we had the exact same one.
I remember, I didn't ever think it was going to happen, but I would have went ballistic if it had happened.
Oh, yeah.
Because I mean, Undertaker's always, he's always going to be the icon, or an icon of WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Sting will always be a icon of WCW.
Mm-hmm.
You know, similar gimmicks too. So to see them fight, especially in their prime, would just be phenomenal. I would love
it. It just...
That
was a really missed opportunity on their part, I think.
Yeah, I don't know why they never brought in Sting. Like,
I would have understood. Okay, Sting can lose that one. It's The Undertaker. He can lose, but we get to see it.
Yeah. I would have been okay. I would have been okay with anything happening in that match. Double count out? Whatever. So let me ask you something. If you could pick anything outside of Sting Taker, what would you pick?
I was going to say, because people had rumored this one, Stone Cold coming back for this at some point, but I think it'd be fun to see Stone Cold versus CM Punk.
Be fun. I agree.
So, because nice. I think on his Stone Cold's podcast at one point, he even said that he'd be willing to come back to fight CM Punk. That was when Punk was at the top of his heel run, and
that would have been a good one.
So. I could fantasy book matches all like AJ Styles in anything.
Well, see he would be involved in one of mine because I'm sure they probably fought in Ring of Honor, but I would love to see what some of those Ring of Honor guys could do on the biggest stage in the mall. I would love to see AJ Styles versus Daniel Bryan versus Punk versus Samoa Joe or something like that. Just give me a fatal, give me either a triple threat. Apparently I love triple threat matches. because I'm sitting here talking about it. Yeah. But give me a triple threat, fatal four-way, put three or four of them guys in the ring together, mm-hmm. especially in their prime. I would. Yeah. I might wet my pants a little bit.
So I'm gonna do my. I always say I'm gonna put it on Facebook. I'm gonna do my best to put this on Facebook, and I want you go vote. I'm gonna let you vote on whose cards you like better. Okay. You know, are there any wrestlers that you would have liked to that you had wasn't able to include, but you would have loved to, but it just didn't work out?
Chris Jericho.
Yeah, me too. Jericho, I thought about doing Jericho and Punk.
I think my Jericho would have fallen with his match at WrestleMania 19 with HBK when HBK just came back, and that was the incident, which I'm sure everybody's seen, or every wrestling fan has seen the highlights of Jericho when he was hosting his talk show or whatever it was in the ring. I can't remember what it was called now.
It's not talk. Well, Talk is Jericho. That's his podcast.
Anyways.
Yeah.
But the big old screen, the Jeritron.
Yeah.
And he takes Shawn Michaels and smashes his face into the Jeritron. Okay.
Yeah,
and
I've seen it.
And then at the end of the match at WrestleMania, he hugs Shawn and then ends up kicking him in the dick. right after he ends up hugging him. So that's the big old... incident with that one, but that's such a great match. Mm-hmm. I would love to include that one.
Yeah, I mean, Jericho, I would have liked. I would love the New Day. Them.
AJ Styles hasn't been around long enough to have like. I know that his match with Shane is kind of fondly looked upon, but like.
Yeah, Ambrose, Rollins, Roman, whatever. I'll take Roman if it's a Shield match.
Agreed.
But whatever. So, anyways, we're kind of getting down to it.
Down to the nitty gritty.
So, yeah, I'll put these and I'll let you guys vote on who you like the best. So, whose card you like the best?
Nice. No hurt feelings, though.
No.
Anything else you like to add?
No. Fantasy baseball.
Yes. So, getting off the wrestling trail for a minute, our baseball season starts April 7th.
Mm-hmm.
So we are doing a show wide fantasy baseball league this year. Mm-hmm. We have five people right now. We're definitely looking for some more. I know the plan is to at least have some kind of prize for our winner.
Yeah, where's my prize for football?
You're the co-host. You can afford your own prize. Yeah, hold on. Why do I have to be responsible for buying the prize? You're the co-host.
Well, okay. Well, I'm not going to buy my own.
So. Okay. It's at the store.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, so the plan is to do some kind of prize. Well, I know we had a blast with fantasy football. Mm-hmm. We really want to get some people involved and do fantasy baseball, get it off the ground. So, there's that. I will continue to post the link to our Facebook. I haven't done Instagram or Twitter yet, so I have to get on that. But, other than that, look us up on all the social medias. On Facebook, go search bar, Cheering from the Cheap Seats. Twitter, Instagram, tickety-tockety. Twitch, if you want to go on Twitch. Been trying to live stream. Live stream hasn't been... It's been kind of acting up recently. But, we're on there. That's Cheer Cheap Seats. Cheering from the Cheap Seats was a little too long for those. But, so go ahead, do your thing, bud.
Yes, remember to follow, subscribe, rate, review on whatever podcast platform you listen to. Big ones, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Sure we're on all the others. Just tell somebody about us and... keep supporting us.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We appreciate all the listens. Yeah. We appreciate the support.
And maybe, I don't know what we got in store for next time, but maybe I think we got a review for next time.
Yes, we won't discuss. No. We'll leave that as a surprise.
Yeah, but hey, I'll leave you with that little tidbit. All
right, anyways, guys, we'll talk to you next time. Keep cheering.
See ya.